All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Shin Tes Zayin, the section of Tshuva Zu Simcha. Tshuva is happiness. Tshuva Simcha. V'zeu HaKlal HaShlishi, says the Mechaber, we are now up to the third principle. What's the third principle? Sha'odam HaRotze L'Takin Esatzmo, that a person who wants to literally fix himself, well, we'll use the word better himself, he has to first crystallize and solidify the concept within himself. That's a very profound idea. He has to remind himself that tshuva can only be done through simcha. Without simcha, without happiness, without joy, there is no simcha. And this is what is meant when it says, Masha Olam Rachokim, he's quoting over here from Rabbi Nachman, Masha Olam Rachokim Hashem Yisbarach, the fact that the world is sometimes far from the Ribono Shel Olam, Hurak Machmas She'in Lahem Yishuv Hadas. It's because that sometimes the world lacks Yishuv Hadas. The world lacks, well, Yishuv Hadas, I think the best way to translate that is like an inner tranquility or an inner quietude. Ve'in L'mayashim Atzmam. And they don't know how to go ahead and literally calm themselves or still themselves. Va'ikr, li'ishtadal yashiv atzmo hitiv. Ultimately, again, a person has to try to go ahead and settle himself to the best of his ability. Ma'atachlis mikala ta'avos u'mikol inyanei olam hazeh. So we'll say, so what the Mechaber is quoting over here from Rabbi Nachman is something very profound, which is, in general, this idea that the difficulty in sometimes establishing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that to have a relationship with Hashem requires a certain amount of inner equilibrium, or inner quietude, or inner clarity. We've spoken about this many times. If you remember, again, back to our Da'as Atzmecha days, right, many, many moons ago, we were speaking about this concept of taking time for respodidos, of taking time for thought. We saw this in here as well, because ultimately, again, when I'm in a state of internal upheaval, it's impossible to see things for what they are. It's impossible to see life for what it is. The most important thing, it's almost impossible to see myself for who and what I really am. Therefore, says the Mechaber, the fact that we are often in a state of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we often attribute that to hate or to sin. But in reality, the fact that we are often far away from God is a function that we don't have inner equilibrium, inner quietude, or inner tranquility. He says, Ha'ikr, therefore, the most important thing is the Hishtarta Liyashiv Atzmo Hitiv. The most important thing is to try literally to settle one's self, to settle one's mind. What's the purpose of that? Because ultimately, again, a person is able to go, if a person does that, they're able to ask themselves a simple question. Ma tachlis mikol ha'tayves u'mikol inyanei ha'olam hazeh? What is it exactly that I'm trying to accomplish with satisfying all of the desires of this world? Right? What is it that I'm trying to do? Hein tayves ha'nichnasos l'guf, whether it's ultimately, again, physical tayves, physical desires, hein tayves shachutz l'guf, or whether it's desires outside of my body. What's an example of desires outside of my body? He says, kegon kavod, for example, honor, which again is something what we'll call more of an external taiba. V'az bevada yoshev al hashem. We'll say it's such a profound idea. You see, sometimes what we do is, if I do something wrong, so I recognize, okay, that was bad, how do I fix it? What the Mechaber says is that there's really a step before fixing it, which is figuring out, why is it that I go after these things? What is it that I'm looking for in my life that causes me to stray after these things that I know are really not character? We'll say it's a very profound question. Obviously, I'm making the assumption that chait is bad. If I go after bad things, so what is it that I'm looking for in life? What's the hole that I'm trying to plug? What's the void that I'm trying to fill? What is it inside of me? What is it inside of me that ultimately, again, requires some type of you know, it's almost like lahavdi, like sin, chait itself could be, it's almost like self-medicating. You know, I'm medicating something. I'm covering something. I'm trying to address something. What is it that I'm trying to address inside of me? But the only way to answer that question, says the Mechaber, is a person has to go ahead and have this Yishav Adas. A person has to have the ability and the headspace and the life space to actively be able to address these issues. So what happens? So what prevents me from engaging in this important analysis? So the simple, this is, of course, the simple answer is what prevents me from engaging in this analysis? What prevents me, ultimately, again, is I don't give myself the time. That's the general answer. Then he goes on, he says something amazing. Mara Shchora literally means depression. But Lav Dafka, that he means depression in the clinical sense, right? But it's depression because through, as a result of depression, I can't conduct my mind, so to speak, in accordance with my will. In other words, also, what he's talking about over here is what we're talking about in the previous chapter, in the previous section, is this idea that sometimes the reflexive reaction from sin is sadness. Once sadness sets in, we often look at sadness as a reaction to sin, as a form of piety. So that might be true in moderation. I'm sad about what I did. But at a certain point in time, sadness becomes a paralyzing emotion. Depression becomes a paralyzing emotion that does not allow me to think clearly. Therefore, if I fall into a state of depression as a result of sin, as a result of my missteps and my failures, I am unable to settle my mind. He goes on, Rak ayidi simcha yucha lahani gamoch kirtzano. It is only through simcha, only through happiness, that a person has the ability literally to steer their mind in accordance with their will. The yucha liyashev daito. And then a person will say, could settle himself. It was a very profound idea. When I'm in a state of sadness, I cannot think clearly. And if I can't think clearly, I can't analyze the root as to what it is that's happening in me. Why am I doing this stuff? What is the void that I'm seeking to fill? What is the problem? What is it that's broken? And until I can really answer those questions, I keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over. And the problem is that if as a result of my mistakes, I fall into a depression, I fall into a sadness, I'll never have the Yishuv Hadas. I'll never have the inner tranquility or inner quietude to be able to ask these questions. Therefore, he says, Ki simcha, ki olam achiras. This is actually amazing. He says, because where there is happiness, there is freedom. We'll discuss this more next week. Simcha olam achiras. Simcha, happiness, is the world of freedom. Bebechinas, ki besimcha teitzeyu. Because the pasuk from Yeshaya, because with simcha we go out. Sha'ayidea simcha, na'aseh ben chorin. It is through simcha that a person becomes a ben chorin, a person becomes free. V'yotzin min agolus, a person goes out from exile. It's talking about inner exile. A person goes free from their own bondage. A person goes free from their own exile. V'alkim, kishemekashra simcha lamoach, azay mocho v'dayto ben chorin. We'll discuss this more. But through simcha, my mind becomes free. Ve'ino bevechinas galus, and is no longer exiled. When we speak about the mind going free, freedom means the ability to analyze and assess the causation of things. The ability to analyze and think about why is it that I do the things that I do? Why do I engage in the things that I do? Even though I know it's not right. I know it's not right. I know it's not correct. I know it's not helpful. I know it's destructive. Yet I do it, and I do it over and over and over. Only where there is simcha. Now, what simcha are we talking about? The simcha is the simcha to change, right? The simcha is the joy that comes from the knowledge that I could repair myself. The knowledge of ultimately that I am not condemned to a life of failures. Yes, I'll have repeated failures in life, but I'm not condemned to live and wallow in those failures. I can transcend them. I can overcome them. I don't have to lie in the mud with them. That's simcha. And where there is simcha, the mind is freed. And when the mind is free, there's the ability to analyze the causation behind the things that I do. I suppose we'll have to stop here for today. We'll pick up a mirror instrument the rest of this section, B'Shah Tova, on Monday. Tuesday. Monday, Rosh Hashanah. Tuesday, Mirat Sasha. Tuesday.